Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio. I'm your host, Spark Plug, publisher of Metro Atlanta's premier business women's spotlight magazine. At People You Need to Know, we're proud to promote women in business and give them world-class recognition along the way. Tune in every week as we introduce you to some of the most knowledgeable, helpful, and creative business women in America. Our show today is brought to you by our new official corporate sponsor, Staples. That was easy. In this segment, we're going to be talking about how a women's empowerment coach can help you discover new options and new choices. My guest today is a native of Akron, Ohio. She is a graduate of Kent State University and received her master's degree from Georgia State University. Our guest is a psychotherapist and a women's empowerment coach who specializes in assisting individuals through transitions. We're honored to have on the phone today a woman whose passion is helping women rid themselves of feeling stuck. Ms. Andrea Scott, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Sparkplug. Thank you so much for having me.
How are you today?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
Fantastic, and I'm trying to get better. Thank you. Are you ready to talk about women's empowerment, or how a women's empowerment coach can help you discover new options and new choices?
Always ready.
Well, let's get right into it, okay?
Okay.
Tell our listeners off the top, what is a women's empowerment coach?
Great. A women's empowerment coach is a professional who has coaching experience but also has advanced training in women's development and an understanding of how a woman's experience is unique in the world. So we understand the female experience, and we are professionally trained to support the woman's experience.
Well, do you have to have any kind of special certifications?
Yes, there are certifications. For example, I'm a nationally certified counselor, and I have graduate certificate in women's studies.
Beautiful. Well, what is the difference between coaching and counseling?
Another very, very good question. Words like coach and counselor and therapist are often used interchangeably, but there is a difference. A counselor and a therapist are basically the same thing, just two different ways to describe the trade. So a counselor and a therapist is the same, but a coach is very different. When I'm assuming the therapist or the counselor role, I'm working with clients that have emotional, physical, or social barriers to personal satisfaction. So my client may not feel whole as a person. They may be experiencing sadness or stress or anxiety. So I'm working with someone, again, who doesn't feel completely whole. But coaching is very different. I like to use the example of an athletic coach when I describe the work that I do as an empowerment coach. When I'm coaching, I'm assisting someone who needs to identify and articulate goals and objectives, and then I'm helping them to develop a realistic plan of action. And I hold them accountable and help them stay on track. So one is more personal and emotional, and the other is clearly objective-based.
All right. Well, who can benefit from your services the most?
The simple truth is that every single one of us can use some support. We all have stuff that we're dealing with that gets in the way of our productivity. I practice what I preach. I work with a professional myself. We're all players in life, just as athletes are players on the field, and we don't say which players would best benefit from having a coach because they all have coaches. But I specifically enjoy working with women who are having difficulty with depression, career dissatisfaction, stress, anxiety, lack of direction, work-life balance. If you've identified those types of things, you definitely want to reach out to someone who can offer you some support.
So what's the biggest challenge women face when they're trying to make a transition?
Another very good question. We're all different. We're all unique. But I would say that balancing our roles is probably one of the largest issues that my clients meet me with. Balancing being a good mom, a strong professional, being strong in corporate America, but then also not being seen as the B word, balancing family obligations, whether it's caring for an ailing family member, a parent, church responsibilities, community responsibilities. We have a lot on our plate. So probably the primary reason why people come to see me is balancing those things and deciding which one is going to take precedence and just figuring out how to manage all of that.
Well, what are five signs and symptoms that someone might need a career counselor?
Okay, good one. Again, everyone reacts different ways. I'd say one of the first ways, one of the first signs or symptoms is if you just find yourself stressed or just extremely unhappy with your current position, whether that's your professional position or your position in life. Another sign is if you notice that the people close to you aren't wanting to spend a lot of time with you because you spend a lot of your time complaining about your job or being unhappy, and it's affecting others in your hemisphere. A third is if you just feel stuck and you start to notice feelings of hopelessness or depression. Fourth, I've had clients who have hair loss, who break out in hives, have physical reactions to work. I had one client who would get physically sick in the car before going into her job, physically nauseous. And so definitely if you're experiencing extreme symptoms like that, then you want to speak with someone immediately. Hopefully you'll talk to someone before it gets to that point. But then finally, if you just decide, if mentally you just wake up one day and decide, this isn't what I want to do, I'm not happy with this position, and I want to do something else, and I want some support, then you want to talk to someone.
Well, for our listeners, right now, if someone is feeling unstuck, what's your best advice for them right now?
I say, don't wait. Talk to someone. There is this silly stigma that says that women, we can do it all, and we don't need support and we don't need help, but really that's not accurate. We all need some support. We all need help. We all need resources. So I would encourage your listeners to go about finding a coach or a counselor that would meet their particular needs.
Okay, well, speaking of that, how does someone identify the best coach or counselor for their needs?
Okay. You can go online and search the Georgia Secretary of State site to find a professional and to verify their credentials. You should want to work with a licensed professional. That's one way. You can also search professionals on the Psychology Today site, psychologytoday.com. But I would say the very best way is to work through word of mouth. Most of my clients are people whose friends or family have said, I've worked with Andrea Scott. She's great. You should work with her, too. Word of mouth, you know, your best friend, your sister, your neighbor, they're going to keep it real, and they're going to tell you what their feelings were when working with that individual. And I suggest that you work with someone that will give you an initial conversation, initial consultation for free, and figure out how you vibe, how you gel together, because that relationship is going to be extremely important.
All right. Well, before we bring this interview to a close, is there one final thing you'd like our listeners to remember about a women's empowerment coach?
I would like your listeners to remember that everyone needs some support. Everyone needs some encouragement. It's not a sign of weakness when you work with someone who helps you out. It's actually a sign of strength when you're able to realize that, hey, here's someone who has some training and some credentials and can assist me with this, and I want to take my life to the next step. That's a sign of strength and of leadership. So don't allow stigma to prevent you from working with someone who can take you to the next level. You don't have to be unhappy, and you don't have to feel stuck.
Let me ask you this question, even before we end this interview.
Sure.
The stigma.
Yes.
What's the big stigma going around today? We know what it was in the past, right? It was really something bad. You know, people thought you had to be kind of, cuckoo to go see someone. But what's the stigma today?
I tell you, what I'm running into is what I like to call, and this is a whole other show, but what I like to call the strong black woman phenomena. And I have a lot of women that I talk to that we're raised hearing that we have to be strong and we can do it all and we can do everything and, you know, women, we rule the world, we don't need help, and this is just not accurate. And so individuals, women in particular, sometimes have a hard time admitting, I can't do it all, I can't do everything, I need some help. You know, another piece of that is, God will give me everything that I need, and people don't realize that God also gives you people and services that you need. So I think some of the stigma that I run into is just individuals that don't know how or are afraid to admit that they need some help.
And finally, tell our listeners how you can be reached.
Sure. Definitely you can learn more about me by visiting my website, which is www.andreascottllc.com. You can get information about the services that I provide and where I'm located. You can also follow me on Twitter at AndreaScottLLC.com. And if you have questions and just want to speak with me, you can call me at 404-969-2321.
Ms. Andrea Scott, psychotherapist and women's empowerment coach, thanks for spending some of your most valuable time with us today.
Sparkplug again, thank you for having me.
All right. Well, you've been listening to People You Need to Know on Sparkplug Radio, the radio station connecting you to America's leading business professionals. To listen to even more People You Need to Know, just Google Sparkplug Radio or visit our website at sparkplugpeople.com and be sure to join us on Facebook at PYNTK. I want to take a moment to thank my executive producer, Ms. Jacqueline Benjamin Thomas, for doing another stellar job. For more information about our guest, visit her website at AndreaScottLLC.com. This is Sparkplug encouraging you to keep supporting women in business, because when women succeed, the nation prospers. So until next time, always remember that you can add a spark to whatever you do, and thanks for tuning in.